Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 61 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Chaz Jenkins.
It's just a really rare condition that affects the kidney and liver.
Moorhead Police Department and Dairy Queen have teamed up to raise money for a sick child.
A juvenile has been arrested after sending threatening messages to Madison Central High School.
A man accused of breaking into vehicles in Sharkey has been arrested.
Construction at Moorhead State's Adrian Doran University Center is going well.
Boyd County is getting a new animal shelter.
In sports, new information has come to light concerning former UFL basketball coach Rick Pitino and Adidas.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Clear skies tonight with a low around 39 degrees. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
Moorhead police are asking for the public's help in locating a Wellington man who is wanted for felony theft and misdemeanor charges for theft by unlawful taking in Rowan County. 39-year-old Brian Smith allegedly took a television from Walmart in September, then attempted to take another on Saturday. He's suspected of stealing handguns from Bypass Pawn and groceries from Save-A-Lot early Sunday morning. Police say he's armed and dangerous. Anyone with information about Smith is encouraged to call the Moorhead Police Department at 784-7511 and press 0 for the operator.
Police have arrested one juvenile after threats were made on social media toward Madison Central High School. According to LEX18, in the Instagram post, the unidentified person claimed, quote, "There will be a shooting at MCHS." The school updated their Facebook, saying the situation has been resolved and that investigators know who is behind the account that made the threats. KSB confirms that one juvenile has been taken into custody and that the suspect is a male student at Madison Central.
Officials with the Betsy Lane Fire Protection District say people are falsely collecting donations for a local fire department. Officials tell WYMT they do not solicit donations and ask that no one give to these people. If you see anyone asking for donations on their behalf, officials say to get a description or license plate so that information can be turned over to police. That information can be anonymously submitted to the chief at 606-478-9010.
A woman has been indicted by a grand jury after a crash in March that killed an 82-year-old woman. According to WSAZ, Susanna Lewis is indicted on 2 counts of vehicular and 4 counts each of aggravated vehicular assault and endangering children. The crash happened March 2nd in Minford, Ohio. Lewis had picked up 2 students from a local school and was going north on 335 when the Jeep she was driving went over the center line and hit the car the elderly woman was driving head-on. 82-year-old Mary Adams died 2 days later. Ohio State Highway Patrol said seatbelts were not used by any of the people in the Jeep. According to court documents, Lewis was driving without a valid driver's license.
A man accused of burglarizing vehicles from London, Kentucky to Moorhead has been arrested. WMKY's Brandon Smith reports.
Police believe they have arrested the man responsible for nearly 24 vehicle break-ins. According to the Moorhead News, Dario Maurice Cruz was arrested in Mercer County a few weeks ago, using the law enforcement communication network to seek out matching descriptions of the different crimes. A Rowan County officer gained a warrant to locate Cruz through his phone. Those records showed Cruz in a Rowan County neighborhood during multiple burglaries. Sheriff Matt Sparks says agencies across the state are also looking to press charges against Cruz for burglaries in their areas. Officials say Cruz admits to the crimes and county officials will be seeking indictments in the near future. For WMKY News, I'm Brandon Smith.
Amazon off Leestown Road had to shut down the morning of Cyber Monday after a water main break. According to LEX18, day shift employees were sent home, but night shift is expected to operate as normal. Water has been restored to the facility. As for Cyber Monday orders, Amazon says they will not be severely impacted because they can send orders can be sent to multiple facilities.
Kentucky officials are suing a reporter to try to change the Attorney General's decision that a state panel is subject to open meeting law. According to the State Journal, one of the reporters, Alfred Miller, is named in the Finance and Administration Cabinet's lawsuit that was filed earlier this month. The State Journal appealed to the Attorney General in September after requests were denied for meeting schedules, minutes, and board member identities of the Built-to-Suit Selection Committee which will pick who demolishes and rebuilds the Capitol Plaza Tower. A decision by Attorney General Andy Beshear said no valid legal reason was provided not to comply with the state open meetings law. The cabinet's lawsuit says the decision could expose board members to improper contact, lobbying, and public opinion pressure.
Officials with the Betsy Lane Fire Protection District says people are falsely collecting donations for a local fire department. Officials tell WYMT they do not solicit donations and ask that no one give to these people. If you see anyone asking for donations on their behalf, officials say to give a description or license plate so that information can be turned over to the police. That information can be anonymously submitted to the chief at 606-478-9010.
We'll have more of your local news headlines after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Innovation Launchpad at Morehead State University. The Innovation Launchpad provides education, collaboration, and infrastructure for new or startup businesses with consulting services, financial planning, workstations, meeting, and conference rooms. Located at 149 East Main Street in Morehead, the Innovation Launchpad seeks innovative visionaries who want to start or grow their company, facilitate partnerships, and create jobs. More information at morehedstate.edu/innovation.
The Morehead Police Department is teaming up with Dairy Queen today to help one of their own. Sergeant Derek Howard and his wife Lacey have a 2-year-old son named Cooper. MPD dispatcher Samantha Howard says Cooper was diagnosed with autosomal recessive polycystic kidney disease when he was born.
It's just a really rare condition that affects the kidney and liver, and Cooper has had both kidneys removed. And he has had liver cancer twice, and he's had about every single complication that you could think. I don't know, that little kid, man, he's been going through it.
Dairy Queen has agreed to donate 10% of their sales today from 5 to 9 p.m. to Cooper's cause. An account for Cooper is also set up at Citizens Bank in Morehead for donations.
With a new state law allowing Kentucky's public schools to offer Bible literacy courses, the State Department of Education is now accepting public feedback on the matter. The law permits the KDE to put into place standards for elective social studies classes on such things as Hebrew scriptures, the Bible's Old Testament, and its New Testament. Round County Superintendent Marvin Moore favors the idea of offering such coursework in his district, saying its teachers are already instructing kids using many Bible-based principles, such as not to lie or steal.
I think it's going to be good for our students, and certainly this country. In this state right now, we need all the prayers we can get for all the things that's going on, and we need to send a message to the students that you do things the right way and treat people the right way, treat people the way you want them to treat you. If we can emphasize that and get that point across to students, that's as important as the academic.
The State Department of Education will be accepting public input on the issue through December 10th.
A Morehead state official says things are going very well for a $49 million state-funded project to upgrade the university's student center. According to MSU's Assistant Vice President of Facilities Management, Rick Linio, about 62% of the work has been finished and things are on schedule.
Yeah, everything is moving along, but once you get out of the ground and do all the major demo and uncover all the unknown conditions, get all that cleared off, which was usually, you know, that was done, you know, a year ago. So once we get through with that and then start coming out of the ground and getting utilities up, then it's really okay. Now we just have to put this big complex building together and put all the pieces together, make sure they fit and keep moving along.
Linio expects the ADUC project to be fully completed by late August or early September of next year. Outside of the bookstore, the entire inside of the building is being renovated, while a nearly 90,000 square foot addition is being constructed on the east side.
Pike County's Community Lighthouse Ministries is preparing food and clothes donations for the holiday season. Food pantry supplies hundreds of families in the Belfry area. Director O'Kee Varney spoke with WYMT.
We're going to be giving away toys. Big Lots going to give us some toys, and plus some more people in the community is going to give us some toys. Well, I mean, it's not us doing it, but it's the Lord doing it for them.
Varney says food, clothes, and toy donations will be accepted. The food pantry is located in the Hope Building behind Belfry High School.
A potentially dangerous railroad crossing in Greenup County is drawing concerns from the community. WMKY's Jacob Lindberg reports.
According to the Ashland Daily Independent, the crossing on Lurita Street in Lloyd is without lights or crossing bars and is within close driving distance of Grace Branch Elementary and the Greenup County High School. There is a stop sign and a yield sign at the crossing, but no flashing lights to indicate when trains are near. Officials and community members are concerned this could lead to dangerous situations. Greenup County plans to seek funding from the state to upgrade the railroad crossing. In turn, the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet will work to secure federal funding. According to the Cabinet, a crossing upgrade usually costs around $250,000. Reporting for WMKY News, I'm Jacob Lindberg.
A Kentucky Power truck that was originally slated for retirement has been given to the Floyd County Emergency and Rescue Squad, where it will be repurposed. Company spokeswoman Allison Barker says the squad asked KP to donate the truck. Normally, the truck would be taken to auction to be sold, but now it will receive an important new life.
This was a 2008 Chevrolet Colorado pickup that one of our customer service agents used. So it was slated to be retired. Instead of taking it to auction, we donated it yesterday to the Floyd County Emergency and Rescue Squad.
The 2008 Chevy pickup has about 117,000 miles on it and was delivered to the captain of the squad, Timothy Cooley. Cooley calls Kentucky Power's donation a blessing for his department, which has an annual budget of only $69,000.
A new animal shelter is on its way to Boyd County. WMKY's Sean Delaney has more.
According to the Ashland Daily Independent, county officials plan to break ground for the new facility on December 1st. The new shelter will be located right next to the old shelter. The 5,300-square-foot facility is expected to cost around $200,000. It will hold 52 regular kennels and 28 outdoor runs. Boyd County's dog capacity is expected to increase by 30%. The shelter is expected to open in the spring of 2018. For WMKY News, I'm Sean Delaney.
The Kentucky Talking Book Library has been recognized for its service to the blind. A statement from the Kentucky Education and Workforce Development Cabinet says the organization received the James Carl Dotson Award this month for providing access to literacy, information, recreation, and community to blind and visually impaired people around the state. The Kentucky Talking Book Library provides free library service to those who are unable to read traditional print. They provide Braille and digital audio books by mail or through websites and mobile apps. Taking a look at the weather tonight, a clear sky, low of 39 degrees. Tuesday, sunny, high of 63 degrees. Tuesday night, a mostly clear sky, low of 41. Wednesday, partly cloudy skies, high of 58. Wednesday night, a few clouds from time to time, low of 43. Thursday, showers early, becoming a steady rain later in the day, high of 54, chance of rain at 70%. Thursday night, partly cloudy skies, lows around 35. And Friday, a mainly sunny sky, high of 52. Taking a look at the listening area temperatures. In Flemingsburg, 60 degrees. Ashland, also 60 degrees. Inez, 57 degrees. In both Lexington and Winchester, it's 61 degrees. And in Moorhead, it is currently 60 degrees.
On our feature segment today, a retired veteran wants to reach out to other veterans around the state to help them to help one another. WMKY's Logan Pemberton has the story.
My name is Jeremy Harrell. I was a sergeant in the Army from 1999 until 2008. I'm an Iraq veteran, currently medically retired, and what I'm doing now is just trying to connect veterans.
Jeremy Harrell, like many other veterans in the nation's military, found a sense of belonging and fellowship among the men and women who fought alongside him. Now he wants to ensure that solidarity to veterans once they've returned home.
The whole mission with the organization is just to connect veterans so that we can rely on one another, have that bond with one another, just as we did when we were in service together.
Harrell established the Louisville chapter of the Kentucky Veterans Club, but assures that the group is open to any veteran in the state. Having lived in Moorhead before moving to Louisville in 2010, Harrell hopes to make sure Moorhead and other local veterans have access to the group as much as veterans in Louisville and the rest of the state.
I lived in Moorhead from 2007 to 2010, where I got married and had a son, and my son still lives there, and he goes to McBrayer Elementary. And just the people of Moorhead were always good to me while I was there. I was kind of passionate about making sure that I was able to somehow get in touch with the veterans in that community and let them know that just because, you know, I'm in Louisville now doesn't mean that they can't be part of this group.
Harrell is also part of a nationwide organization called War Horses for Veterans, which provides an all-expense-paid trip for combat veterans to a farm in Kansas, where they're offered equine therapy and an opportunity to bond with fellow veterans. veterans.
Through Equine, we're able to get the veterans to open up about whatever it is they're struggling with, and it gives us an opportunity as mentors to work with them in that way. We do that for a whole weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But it's very informal, very effective. We just, you know, say, hey, this is your weekend. If you want to go hang out with the horses in the barn, you can. If you want to bring a horse up and work them in the round pen, you can. It's essentially whatever you feel comfortable with, whatever you're wanting to do, you can do.
His experience working with the organization inspired Harold to establish his group here in the state of Kentucky, giving the state's veterans a sense of community and support from around the Commonwealth.
In fact, a couple weekends ago, there was a guy who said, hey, I have to move. It's an emergency. Can anybody help me? He had no one. Four or five of us come together and helped him move, and he was very grateful. I mean, we talk about what we're going through. We talk about how to parent. I mean, just anything that we can do to help each other, we do it. It might be that stuff that they don't want to talk about with their wives or with their husband, and also maybe not with the VA, that they can talk about with us that makes sense to us. There's a high probability that we've went through it before.
Harold hopes to extend the group's activities past online interaction and provide members with events and activities to meet one another in person.
Start doing more events, meeting up. That's going to happen more in the spring. Obviously, we're going through the holidays, but right now I'm currently in the process of doing a meetup at this place called Flying Axes of Louisville. It's basically where you throw axes at a target, and it's just trying to meet up in the community so that we can put faces with names and really get a more intimate connection with the veterans.
Military members that are interested in taking part in the Kentucky Veterans Club can request to be added to the Facebook page by searching for Kentucky Veterans Club Louisville Chapter, or email harold@louisville.veterans@gmail.com. For WMKY, I'm Logan Pemberton.
It's 4:47 and 60 degrees on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Chaz Jenkins, and we're so glad you've joined us on this Monday afternoon. Braxton Howard has sports right after this.
Support for MSPR provided by Downtown Morehead Incorporated and sponsor of Morehead's Hometown Holidays. On Saturday, December 2nd, the Appalachian Holiday Arts and Crafts Fair at Morehead State University, Hometown Holiday on Main Street, and Cave Run Symphony Orchestra Concert at the Morehead Conference Center. The Morehead Rowan County Christmas Dinner is Thursday, December 7th at the Carl Perkins Center, and Christmas Parade on Main Street Friday, December 8th. Events and information on Facebook under Downtown Morehead.
More Patino drama. Good afternoon for WMKY Sports. I'm Braxton Howard. Adidas is firing back, asking a federal court to throw out Rick Pitino's lawsuit against them. KNN's Will Clark reports.
In response to Pitino's lawsuit, Adidas claims the fired coach was aware of and supported the scheme to direct payments to the families of basketball recruits. Pitino's not named in any criminal complaint and denies any knowledge of the alleged bribery. He's filed suit against Adidas after the company severed ties with him in the wake of the scandal. Adidas says the court should reject Pitino's effort to use the lawsuit as a platform for airing grievances and rehabilitating his reputation. Adidas wants the case dismissed or sent to arbitration. The company also wants the jurisdiction of the suit moved to Oregon, where the company's headquartered. I'm Will Clark.
The Morehead State men's basketball team is back in action tonight to battle Central Arkansas for Game 3 of a three-game road trip. The Eagles fell to 1-4 over the weekend with a 96-63 loss at the hands of Virginia Tech. It was another slow start for the Eagles, which led to a 51-23 halftime deficit. Coach Preston Spradlin says he felt like his guys didn't believe they could win the game.
After the game, I said, guys, I don't know if you believed personally as a team that we could play with this team from the jump. I believed it, and our staff believed it, but we can't be the ones that only believe it. You guys have really got to believe that. And so once they did, once they said, you know, hey, let's just go play, then they figured out, yeah, you know, the stuff we're doing works against it. What we're asking you to do works against it.
Central Arkansas is 3-3 on the year. The game tips off at 7 p.m. The Kentucky basketball team moved to 6-1 on the year with a 107-73 win over Illinois-Chicago last night at Rupp Arena. Kevin Knox's 25 points and Hamidou Diallo's 19 led the way for the Cats. And Coach John Calipari says that's a sign that his team is getting better.
Just so you understand, I've got to figure both of those guys out. And I know how talented both of them are. But I've got to put them in positions where they can be efficient and not turn the ball over, make shots, make plays. And I got to help them. If you're coaching freshmen and you just think, well, they should just figure it out, that's not fair. So, and then defensively, I thought we were a little bit better. We still broke down some, but I feel we're getting better. We're trending the right way.
Kentucky has the week off before hosting Harvard on Saturday at 3:30. The new college basketball AP Top 25 poll is out. Duke received all 65 first-place votes to remain atop the rankings. Kansas, Michigan State, Villanova, and Notre Dame round out the top five. Kentucky is up one spot from last week to number 7, and Louisville remains steady in the 17 spot. In Monday Night Football in the NFL, the Houston Texans are hoping to keep their playoff hopes alive as they travel to face the Baltimore Ravens. WMKY's Xavier Atkins reports.
Coming off a 23-0 win against the Green Bay Packers, the 5-5 Baltimore Ravens are still in pursuit of an AFC wildcard. The 4-6 Houston Texans will face the Ravens' fifth-ranked defense with backup quarterback Tom Savage, who threw for 203 yards while throwing a pick and having a fumble loss in last Sunday's 31-21 win against the Arizona Cardinals. Reporting for WMKY Sports, I'm Xavier Atkins.
The annual Governor's Cup battle this weekend was a blowout, with Louisville getting the best of Kentucky, winning the game 44-17. Louisville scored on every possession of the game, marking just the third time in program history U of L did not punt the football. UK coach Mark Stoops calls the game just a disaster for his club.
Not a very good feeling from the opening possession through the end of the game. Not a very good effort on any of our parts. You know, I thought our team really all year had pretty disciplined focus in habits throughout the year, and I didn't do a good enough job of preparing ourselves for this game and this rivalry.
The big story of the game, however, was the action of Kentucky linebacker Jordan Jones. Jones got into a shoving match with Louisville quarterback Lamar Jackson, leading to a brawl between the two teams, which included UK linebacker Denzel Ware throwing a trash can at a Cardinal player. Jones also pushed wide receivers coach Lamar Thomas and got two unsportsmanlike penalties to start the second half. Coach called Jones' actions unacceptable, but calls him an emotional player.
He is. He's definitely an emotional guy and needs to control that better. I got to coach it better. And it was wrong. It was selfish. I need to talk to him. We need to do a better job of coaching him. It bothers me to the core. You know, I don't want us to represent, you know, this university that way at times.
Kentucky finished the regular season at 7-5, while Louisville finished with an 8-4 record. It's been a busy 24 hours for the University of Tennessee Athletic Department. It was reported yesterday that Ohio State defensive coordinator Greg Schiano would be hired as the Vols' new football coach. But after fans took to Twitter to complain about the hire and protests formed in front of Neyland Stadium, UT announced that Schiano was no longer in the mix for the job. Multiple news outlets today, however, are reporting that Schiano and Tennessee had agreed to and signed a contract before the fan outrage, which will cause UT to pay Schiano his $10 million buyout. Tennessee already owes Butch Jones over $8 million in buyouts after he was fired earlier this month. Finally in sports, Morehead State volleyball coach Jamie Gordon calls the 2017 season a mixed bag of positives and challenges for his Eagles, who finished at 15-15 overall and 5-11 in the OVC. Playing as many as four freshmen at times, Gordon says MSU had its ups and downs.
I think offensively, we did a pretty good job, and I think that part of our game grew as the season progressed. On the defensive end, and that's both with our front and back court, you know, I think we left a little bit to be desired there. I think that's going to be a key component for us in the offseason, is how we can improve defensively.
The Eagles are only losing senior outside hitter Allie Evans to graduation from a 13-player roster that featured seven players who were either freshmen, redshirt freshmen, or sophomores. That's sports for WMKY. I'm Braxton Howard.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Women's basketball hosts Kentucky Christian tomorrow night at 6. Men's basketball welcomes Alice Lloyd College at 6 p.m. on Thursday, followed by a women's basketball matchup with Southern Illinois at 8:15 p.m. Tickets and more information from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks were mixed and retailers closed higher as investors bet on strong sales during the holiday season following a strong Black Friday. And the Dow Industrials did finish with a gain of 22.79 at 23,580.78. The S&P 500 was down a point at 2601.42, and the NASDAQ Composite was down 10.64 at 6878.52. The SPDR S&P Retail Exchange Traded Fund closed up 0.3% after rising as much as 1.5%. Gap shares were up 1.2% after Wall Street analysts dubbed the company the weekend winner. And also in the retail space, JCPenney was up 2.75%, and Macy's was up 0.625%. E-commerce giant Amazon gained 0.8% as data from Adobe Analytics showed online Black Friday sales rose nearly 17% from last year. The stock, however, finished below a record high set earlier in the session. In Washington, the Senate is expected to vote on a bill aimed at reforming the U.S. tax code on Thursday. Investors have been eagerly awaiting tax reform since last year's election, but doubts about whether the Republican-led Congress would be able to achieve this before year-end have lingered. If the Senate bill passed, then a joint bill with the House would have to be created. The House passed a bill on November 16th to cut taxes on both businesses and individuals, but it does differ from the Senate bill in some key areas. Many analysts, however, believe that Congress will pass some sort of tax reform by year end. In the commodities markets, oil was down 1.75% to finish at $57.92 a barrel. Gold was up 0.5% at $1,293.50 an ounce. Overseas in Europe, stocks were weak as the Stock 600 index was down almost 0.5%, and in Asia, stocks were down as well. The Nikkei index was down 0.25%, and the Shanghai index finished down almost 1%. Among Dow industrial stocks, your best performers were Verizon and 3M, and your worst performers were Dow, DuPont, and Chevron. In the S&P 500, the best performers were Newell Brands and Signet Jewelers, and the worst performers were Western Digital and Marathon Oil. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Ashland Global down 44 cents at 70.37, Marathon Petroleum down 16 cents at 61.87, AK Steel down 16 cents at 4.72, AEP up 27 cents at 76.74, CSX down 24 cents at 50.66, and U.S. Bancorp is down 12 cents to finish at 51.71. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Help support local and emerging artists at the 8th Annual Craft Bazaar, the MSU Student Art and Craft Sale, November 30th and December 1st in the Claypool Young Art Gallery at Morehead State University. Available for purchase will be locally produced jewelry, artwork, paintings, knitwear, prints, ceramics, and more. Hours are 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Thursday, November 30th and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Friday, December 1st. Admission is free and open to the public.
Taking a look at the weather tonight, clear sky, low of 39. Tuesday, sunny, high of 63. Tuesday night, a mostly clear sky, low of 41. Wednesday, partly cloudy skies, high of 58. Wednesday night, a few clouds from time to time, low of 43. Thursday, showers early, becoming a steady rain later in the day, high of 54, chance of rain at 70%. Thursday night, partly cloudy skies, low around 35. And on Friday, a mainly sunny sky, high of 52, is currently 60 degrees in Morehead.
Taking a look at some events happening in our area, the Morehead chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Illness will meet at 6 p.m. tomorrow at Pathways Building, located at 325 Main Street in Morehead. Guest speaker will be Barbara Harvey, a mental health peer specialist. Family, friends, and loved ones of people with mental illnesses, as well as people living with mental illnesses, are encouraged to attend.
The MSU Symphony Band will present their fall recital at 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday, November 28th. The recital will be held in the Duncan Recital Hall of the Baird Music Building at Morehead State University. Admission is free and the public is invited.
Simply Inspired Events presents the 2017 Christmas Arts and Crafts Fair at the Morehead Carl Perkins Community Center, 4 to 8 p.m. on Friday, December 1st. More than 25 vendors, door prizes, concessions, toy drive, and pictures with Santa. It's free and open to the public. That's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Chuck Mraz, Jack Caudill, Brandon Smith, Sean Delaney, Jacob Lindberg, Cody Robinson, Brian Courtney, Braxton Howard, and Kyle Blankenbuehler. Our feature segment came today from WMKY's own Logan Pemberton. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY Morehead, and translator W202BH9S. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Chaz Jenkins and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers. For WMKY News, All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.